Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, this is Don Alan Rico and Dr. Kenneth Rehm, the foot expert online. Welcome to our 30-minute discussion today on the foot expert online, discussing topics that can keep your feet healthy and affect your overall health. 646-787-1532 is the call-in number. Give us a call if you have any questions. Good afternoon, Dr. Rehm. How are you?
You know what? I am really good, and I'm especially good because we have a topic that we're going to discuss today. It happens to be the topic in which I live, if you can understand what I'm talking about. Happens to be my favorite topic. And you know, I'm always talking about attention to prevention, and the foot is attached to the rest of the body. And I'm always interested in how the rest of the body affects the foot. And in this vein that I talk about, I'm very interested in what forms resilience, resilience in life, resilience to disease, resilience to trauma, resilience to obstacles. What is it about this? How I see so many patients that come into the office. And some people are, I call it the poor me syndrome, and they're victims, and oh my God, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And other people say, you know what, just give it to me, I'll get over it, I'll do it, whatever it is to be, I'll do it. And I want to know what that's all about. You know, in 1970s, I'm an old guy, and in the 1970s, there was a guy named Bernie Siegel, and he wrote a book called Love, Medicine, and Miracle. He was at UCLA, and he did a study about resilience, especially in regards to cancer. And he found out that people who were ornery and said, no, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I know what I'm doing, they acted and they felt control in their life. And they didn't feel that they were controlled. And he said, these are the people that resist disease. Isn't that something? I mean, you think of, oh, you know, listening to the doctor. But when you feel controlled, it changes the body chemistry. It changes the healing juices when you feel controlled. But when you feel you have control over your life, it makes a positive brain chemistry, body chemistry, and produces those healing feelings. And I want to discover this. And Chuck has been through it all. He has resilience. He's typical of what represents a resilient person. And we're going to interview him today.
Absolutely. You know, Chuck Hahn is the author of It Is a Laughing Matter. And it was actually Chuck who introduced me to you, Dr. Rehm.
Yeah.
There you go, Dr. Hahn.
Dr. Hahn,
do you
yeah.
feel good about that, Chuck?
That
well,
was good.
Chuck
I
is
like that.
Chuck has earned himself the title of a positive healing expert. So he is an expert in this field, and I'll let him tell you, or we'll let him tell a little bit about what he's gone through and overcome, and then I'll just kind of sit back and listen to you guys. I've done that many times before, and I like it. So, welcome, Chuck.
Well, hey, Chuck,
well,
how
you.
Are you?
I'm doing good today.
Oh my God! You know what? You have a lot to teach these. You know what? I'm just gonna lay it all out there, Chuck. I'm just going to lay it all out there. You have a lot to teach these wimps out there. I see people every day in the office, and they're wimps. They don't want to do, they can't do, they won't do. And these are the people that are really sick. is there some connection between this attitude and what we call resilience, resilience to life, resilience to circumstances, resilience to disease? Because I consider you, Chuck, the expert, the doctor of resilience.
You know, the truth, when I first was diagnosed with diabetes, and the day was November 7th, 1974, I was in the airborne, extremely healthy in the military, doing very, very well, and all of a sudden, I was laying on my back. For months and months and months, I was depressed and discouraged and did nothing to make myself feel better, and I always had a great attitude in life. And, you know, that's one of the most interesting things that I've gone through, is developing a sense of attitude again and a sense of resilience. I can handle it kind of sense. And since then, I've had a number of major medical malfunctions in my body. And as a result of those, I've learned to come back up each time and make it work in life because I want to live longer.
And Chuck, tell the audience, tell whoever's listening to this podcast, tell them what you've been through. You have heart disease, then you had diabetes, and now you've developed a new problem recently, and you're handling that. Can you share some of that with us?
I sure can. Yeah, I told you a little bit about the diabetic thing. I started taking needles in 1974 and did that for many, many years. I'm on the insulin pump now, which helps regulate me. But the key there is I've been in tons of comas. It's just the kind of thing that depresses people and they don't come back from. But I, for some reason, have that resilient attitude where I want to come back each time. After diabetes came down, I got sleep apnea. And I've been on a sleep apnea machine for about 8 years because I started choking. And then I got melanoma cancer. This was fun. I got melanoma cancer, and they dug a big thing.
You know what?
Out of my arm.
I just got to point out right now. You said this is fun. Chuck Hahn is the author of "It Is a Laughing Matter." Now listen to this, folks. Listen to his take on the attitude. Listen to his viewpoint. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, yeah, it's so important because with all the things that have gone on, I'll even tell you what else I've had. After melanoma cancer and then sleep apnea, I had open heart surgery, and then I've had 5 catheterizations of my heart since then, and 3 of which they put stents in. So I've had a lot of heart issues, and just this last July, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. I had been a smoker from the time I was 9 until I was 40. I quit. Never touched another piece of tobacco of any kind. And now I'm 71. At 71, they told me, you have lung cancer. That made me feel so good. You know?
They told
me that my chances were pretty good in this case because cancer has not spread to the rest of my body yet. And that's interesting because I thought, you know, I've had so many challenges that with this, the same thing would happen. It would just go crazy. But I got on chemotherapy right away and radiation therapy, and now I'm on immunotherapy, which is a lot easier. Chemotherapy almost killed me. It really played with my attitude for a while. But I've gotten it back, and it's because of a lot of friends that I have, too. So that's kind of a big part of it.
Hey, Chuck, I want to know, okay, so you come down with this cancer, you come down with this heart disease, and you're able, I saw you at the gym the other day, all right? I mean, this is phenomenal. You're dealing with all this stuff, and you're able to keep on being yourself. What is it that you tell yourself that keeps you on track? I mean, not only are you in shock, But you're not the same old to yourself. When somebody gets a disease, They're not the same person they were yesterday, the day they get the diagnosis. So they have to reframe themselves and put all this in perspective. How do you do that, and what advice do you give to somebody to be able to do that and not just become a reckless for the rest of their life? Chuck, you got it down.
I'll give you an example of that really affects me, and that's this. I often speak to people in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and when I do that, I can pick out in 2 or 3 minutes all the people that have a terrible attitude. You just see it all over their faces. And all the people that have a reasonably good attitude and all the people that have a good attitude. And the only thing that makes you an overcomer is to have a decent attitude in life. If you give up, you're done. I've seen a lot of people who give up. And I've had a lot of people tell me, well, the doctor said I only have to check my blood sugar once a week. And I would say, well, what's your blood sugar normally? Well, it's in the 300s and 400s. And my thought is, how much longer do you think you're going to live? And I don't usually say anything about it, but it's really important, because if you don't watch yourself and you're not careful, you can't have resilience. You cannot keep a good attitude, because you'll be sick all the time. I'm trying now with lung cancer not to be sick all the time. I'm still having a hard time breathing, but I'm able to overcome it to a degree. And I'm going to the gym now, as you know, Dr. Green. I'm going to the gym now and trying to get back into it. I just take my time and work at it, because, again, the whole thing comes down to, do you want to live or you just want to let it go? And that's so important in life. If you want to live, you can live if you do it right. Generally.
Okay. So, is this the want to live? Is that what takes you to this point that I'm going to talk about? Okay. Chuck, the doctor tells you got cancer. You
yes.
shrivel up in panic. You're scared, not only scared with your health, you're scared with your family, you're scared finances, you're scared, how am I going to do this? How am I going to go to work? Okay. You're just in this shrivel of panic and depression. What do you tell yourself to get out of that, to be able to go forth? How do we do that?
When the doctors diagnosed me, there was a panel of 10 doctors that looked at my case, and then they diagnosed me. I looked back at them, and I said, oh, lung cancer? And they said, yeah. I said, well, what do I do? And they said, well, we can't operate. And so my heart kind of fell for a minute. And then they said, well, we can give you chemotherapy and radiation therapy. But you know what? I was able to take that, not, you know, like I'm dead, I'm gone. I don't do that. I don't play the I'm dead, I'm gone game, and that's what it is. I took the time to say, well, I've got it. I've got to overcome it. I've overcome other things in my life. See, I've been lucky and unlucky. I'm the only one in my family that has had a number of diseases and things go wrong in their physical well-being, you know. And so this makes a great difference for me, because I learned how to be resilient with diabetes mellitus and sleep apnea and all these other things, and I figured I can get through it. And work it out. That's the deal. You just have to kind of not take everything so harsh. You ever seen a depressed person? I see them all
yes.
the time.
They're
just
them all the time.
Down and out. It's unbelievable. And it just makes you not want to even go around them. And that's true, though. If you stay that way, you always end up in that position.
So it is under our control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether we're
it
depressed
is.
Or not is under our control.
Yes.
And what I'm hearing you say is, we look at how much we love life and we get back into that feeling of the things we love. You and I love going to the gym. We love music. We love things like that. You get back into that. So we it's a matter of purposely reframing what we think about. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Absolutely. Do you know what? I got to the point almost 2 years ago where I couldn't play my trumpet anymore because I couldn't breathe. And I was wondering all the time, well, I can't have anything else. I'm just having a hard time breathing as I get older, you know. And so I ended up quitting playing the trumpet. And I had played that for 35 years, but I was done. And I sold my trumpets and did that. And then went to the doctors the next year. And that's when I was diagnosed with lung cancer. And they told me they were glad I came in when I did because, you know, it gets worse as time goes by if you don't watch it. That's the way life is. Things get worse. Yeah.
How important, Chuck, how important is a support system in your life? And if we don't have a built-in support system, a family that supports you, how do we create that in our life? Is that under your control? How important is a support system, and how do we develop one, or how do we nurture one? We these people that take care of us, I mean, they could be drained. How do we deal with all that?
Well, that can be a real problem. My wife, for example, has helped me in every way she could, and boy, I appreciate her. I really do, because she's helped me with all kinds of things. I would go into a coma at night. She'd call the paramedics. I don't wear any clothes at night, by the way. She put underwear on me and all that so she wouldn't have me get embarrassed when I woke up. And the paramedics would come, and I didn't know where I was or who I was or anything. And she would be right there with me, and she'd cook me breakfast right after. You know, she's a good support system. It's been my wife. If you don't have a support system, you have to have a friend somewhere that helps you. And a real negative example of this is a nice lady who worked at one of the gyms I went to. Dr. Rehm, I think you went to the same one before.
Sure,
And she had type 1 diabetes, as I've had for a long time. And one day she went home, and she was always in great shape, and she'd counsel people and do all the training things with people. She went home, and she was gone that night. She didn't wake up. And had she had a support person that she was very independent. If she had a support person that just kind of come in and check on her, knock on the door, hey, you okay? You know, that sort of thing. She could have probably been saved. But she died, and she was just a young girl, 25 years old. You know, it's very sad sometimes with it. You got to have some kind of support, somebody to lean on that's not negative, that's positive, that'll help you. You do that. You do that with me.
Sure. Chuck, these people that are loners, leave me alone. I could do it. And all through their life, they're kind of isolated. I mean, they go to work, they're normal people, but they kind of isolate themselves. They don't nurture friendships, and they don't nurture relationships. And so when you get sick and you do need a support system, or when you have a problem or whatever it can be, you have to take advantage of it. So one of the principles you're talking about is through life, nurture these relationships that help you along the way anyway. Am I saying something close to true here?
Yeah, you are. You are, absolutely. Well, that's the one thing, you know, I've spent a lifetime trying to win more friends than I have enemies. And in every regard, it has helped me greatly to do it that way. And, you know, I just say an issue for people that have a bad attitude, that don't like other people, you know, it's good to take the time to get to know a few people so maybe you can have some friends and maybe you can be helped in a time of need and maybe you can help others in their time of need. You know, I'm not a seclusion person.
Yeah, and so it not only helps you with immunity at that time, but it helps you when you need it, because I think what you're saying is at the last minute when we need people, there's nobody around. And we need this to sustain our health, our disease, our challenges, whatever you want to call it.
It's true. I've known a couple people that never liked anybody. They just didn't want to be around anybody. And I just don't understand that in my life. And maybe that's why I'm still alive, because I've always had a good attitude. I've always taken the most time to jump back. Yeah.
You're the most resilient person that I know. You're my hero. I want you to give whoever's listening, whoever needs this information, can you give can you give the person out there who's new to this type of information, who is new to this thought process, can you give them some principles to live by? I know you're an expert. You're an author of It Is a Laughing Matter. You talk about resilience. You talk about facing disease. Can you give us some meaningful principles to take away with us?
Yeah, I can. And in my first book, I gave five principles to people. And the first principle was attitude. We've talked about that quite a bit today. But that it's very important to have a good attitude in life. There's no question about it. But the second one is probably just as important, and that is having discipline in your life. If you don't have any discipline, you've got to figure out a way to develop it. And that's not simple. It's not simple. When the doctor says to you, you know, we're going to have to get you off of metformin, which is a type 2 diabetic drug, and you're going to have to start taking insulin by needle, that's scary to most people, especially people that are older. And you have to discipline yourself to do it. I'm going to be forced to do it. I'm not going to make my wife do it. I know people that make their family members do it every day, you know, just for that. But, you know, there are other things involved there. You have to have fun in life. That's so important. You know, the straight face, I see them all the time. I'm not a straight-faced person all the time. And as a result of that, I have fun in life, and it really helps me, along with attitude and discipline, you know.
Even the things that are not normally fun, I see you make fun with. Is that right? I mean,
I have fun doing everything.
You could find the good things. You could find the fun in anything. Is what I'm really getting out of this conversation.
Yeah, you really can.
Go on. You were giving us a nice program here, nice list.
Okay. The other thing is, you know, one thing is family. And family is so important. And in my case, I have a wife who has taken care of me in every single way. And all my children do the same exact thing as my wife does when they're with me. And it's really a nice feeling. It helps you become stable in your mind. You're not jumping all over the place saying, what am I going to do next? How am I going to do this? Am I going to live through this? You don't even think of those things. And those are great helps. The final thing that I talk about in my book is some kind of religious tie with, you know, I realize that there are a lot of different religions around the world, but some kind of religious tie which teaches you a lot of things, including discipline, and a lot of nice people are involved in religious things, and those same nice people are the ones that come to you and help you when you need it. So that's really important, at least in mine. So again, your attitude, the discipline, the fun you have in life, the family you have, and the religious some kind of tie in the religious world.
Knowing there's something bigger than yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
In life. And I think in my patients, I see resilience laying in the pathway of people not focusing on themselves all the time, but focusing on something bigger than themselves. You not only know there's something bigger than yourself, but focus on, like a lot of people are in, you know, they volunteer with these disease organizations or the homeless. They're always into something other than themselves, more important than themselves. So they got this mission, whether they call it that or not, they got this interest in life with something that's more important than themselves.
Absolutely. The successful people in the world do that too. For example, you know, successful people are often big givers. And everybody says, well, why do they do that? I want to keep my money. But they're often big givers because they've learned that, you know, when you give, you get. And that's very true in life.
When you give, you get.
If you're tight and you're, you know, some people are tight, they won't give a nickel. but it doesn't work. It just does, at least for me.
Hey, listen, how could somebody listening get a copy of your books and your tapes and whatever? How can they do that? I want everybody to know out there what's available for them.
Okay. I would love to give you an email address. You can just send a note over with your address or a telephone number, either one. You don't have to send me your address. I can get it from you on the phone if you wish to call. I'll give you a telephone number that is always available. First, I'll give you the telephone number, 760-822-2882. That's the phone number, 760-822-2882. And my website is a place you can go also, which is positivehealing.net. Positivehealing.net. And that'll give you some good information.
Positive Healing System, Chuck.
That's right. I'm sorry. Positive Healing. Thank you, Don.
See, he's bigger. He's interested in something bigger than himself. Positivehealing.net.
But that's okay.
Positive.
No.
Yeah. And the phone number.
PositiveHealingSystem.com.
Okay.
PositiveHealingSystem.com. You'd think by now I'd know that, wouldn't you?
All right. And the phone number 760-822-2882 if you want to get a hold of Chuck and his information. It's absolutely phenomenal. And by the way, Don Allen is the publisher of all this, right?
That's why I know those little things. And I just wanted to make a – I have enjoyed listening to you two just talk. I've wanted to break in a couple different times. But
sure, go
Chuck
ahead.
Is – when he talks about discipline, he is one who – He pokes his finger 6 or 7 times a day. I've learned more about diabetes from Chuck than I've ever known about diabetes. And when I talk to people, I base it off of the experience that I've had with Chuck. And like I say, he has been one. What I think is noteworthy is the fact that he's been diabetic for over 44 years, and not many people make it like that. So it's because of his discipline, because of his attitude.
I see discipline in the gym. I've never seen him give off bad energy. Never seen him give off bad energy. He's always laughing and joking and putting his arm around people. If you could picture that energy, he's got great energy. And I think that's why Chuck is with us today, and he's going to be with us the next 100 years. The guy is phenomenal, and I want people to learn from him. I really want people to learn from him because I see so many wimps out there in my office that can't face a pimple in their face. They can't face it. So, anyway, I just want to say, if it is to be, it is up to me, and that's what I have to say. That's my message today.
Awesome. Last few words from you, Chuck.
Sorry?
Last few words from you.
Last few words from me. Folks, if you never do anything else in your life, develop a good attitude and discipline your life in such a way that you're not stringent, but you're able to do what you need to do to stay healthy. It's very, very important. I've known extremely healthy people. Nothing's ever going to happen to me. Well, it wasn't going to happen to me either. But 'cause I was jumping out of planes one day, and I'm lying in the bed the next day. So things happen in life, and that's my point. Things happen. Discipline yourself to cover them.
Oh, my God, that's great. I'm Dr. Kenneth Rainbow. It was great being with you today, Chuck. Thank you, Don, for letting me interview Chuck. My website is drreamremedies.com. I got all kinds of things for the foot. Please visit it for lots of interesting things on the website. And Don Allen, thank you so much for letting me participate in this program like I do.
Absolutely. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, Dr. Ream, and Chuck Hahn, the positive healing expert. Get a hold of them. You see go back and listen to the numbers that they gave to us. So this is Don Alenrico, Dr. Kenneth Ream, and the Foot Expert Online, and Chuck Holland, the Positive Healing Expert. Remember to keep your feet healthy and be and just do what you got to do. Be disciplined. Thanks. Bye for now.
Attention to prevention.
Exactly. The Foot Expert Online is a production of Cube Forward Productions, copyright 2018, Kenneth Ream, all rights reserved.